Thousands of chum salmon are swimming up the Dipak fish ladder this week. They began their life at this facility 4 to 5 years ago.
We release fish here, so they come back here.
Eric Prestegard is Dipak's executive director. The fish are returning from years in the open ocean. Once they make it to the top of the ladder, they enter an assembly line.
The next box is an electroanesthesia machine. And we just literally, we put a charge in there and it stuns the fish.
The fish spill out down a short metal slide where they are sorted by gender. The females go to a room where an egg taker gaffs each fish under its lower jaw and slits the belly. Eggs pour out in a steady stream of pink.
So there's about 2,000 eggs per female, so we go through a lot of fish. Probably go through 150,000 fish to get our full needs.
The males are waiting for those eggs.
So he's adding sperm right now. The milk's going in.
A fish handler holds a male chum with two hands, bending it in such a way that sperm shoot about 2 feet into a bucket of eggs. Sperm from at least 8 males will go into each bucket.
We want to make sure that we get fertilization, and we want to make sure that we're having full genetic diversity.
Buckets full of eggs and milk are transferred upstairs to a spacious, dark incubation room.
See, stirring them up, stirring just to make sure that it's nice and mixed, and then adds water. You'll stir them again, and that way, hopefully, the water activates the sperm. So we should have massive fertilization taking place right now.
The eggs are rinsed with water and poured into an incubator.
We put about 200,000 eggs in each incubator, 5 incubators to a stack, so about 1 million eggs per stack.
Dipak has 650 incubators that fit 125 million chum salmon eggs. Prestegard says the goal is 94% survival.
They'll hatch out in probably October, and then they'll come out in March, and we move them out to the release locations.
Earlier this month, the Seine fleet harvested an estimated 650,000 fish at Amalga Harbor, making it the second biggest seine catch of chum salmon in a single opening in Southeast Alaska. Ron Josephson is Fish and Game Coordinator and Section Chief for the Hatchery Program. He recalls going to Amalga last year, the first time Dipak made the chum available to the commercial fleet. One opening saw almost 100 seine boats.
Dipak was kind of the product of one person's inspiration. That was Ladd McCauley. And many of his children were out there seeing that fishery when I was out there, and they were all just happy. You know, they realized that that was part of their dad's dream, was to see things like that happen.
Chum salmon released at Amalga Harbor were once intended solely for recovering Dipak costs. Now that the hatchery has broken even, it's able to give commercial seine boats a piece of the action. Dipak had a total return of 4 million chum salmon last year. Already, Dipak's Prestegard says this year's chum return has surpassed that. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.